Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Angelo Acerbi, Red Film Radio from Torino. I'm here with Pablo Larraín. Good afternoon.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Pablo, you're here in Torino because you're having a masterclass tonight at the Museum of Cinema and then the presentation of Tony Manero. How do you think your approach to cinema has changed since then to now, if it has?
Well, it has changed, I think. We're experiencing something that is very particular, where most of the movies that are mostly seen by most people are movies full of emotions and stimulus. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of things that happen,
and stimulation visuals.
I see all those movies because I have kids and I take them to the cinema, and I also want to learn. So that's taking a lot of attention, and so, and then you go and put a regular movie like the movies that we do, and they look slow and old and maybe boring. So we're a bit in a crisis, I think, and our only chance is to keep making them. I think keep doing what we believe in. Because it's not only fascinating when they work, they're good, hopefully, but it's also necessary, not just for the present, but also because it leaves a trace mm-hmm. of a vision, a trace of humanity, of history and culture.
So do you believe in the mission of a film director in terms of leaving something, or teaching something, or showing something a different way and a different perspective?
Never teaching, but I would say that it's if you can leave a testimony that is honest and hopefully dangerous and artistic and fascinating, and there's a chance to leave maybe a slightly elegant fraction of poetry in what you're doing, then it probably means something.
You said hopefully dangerous. Why hopefully dangerous?
Because that's dangerous what we all feel in an unprotected place. Danger is where most complicated and sophisticated ideas come from. Danger is what can make people react. Danger is what changes things. There's nothing more dangerous and scary than a change. Mm. We all feel comfortable in the comfort of regularity. When changes come, that's where fear comes, and that is a dangerous idea. And that's the type of danger I'm imagining and thinking. It's artistic danger.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about your film Emma, and that film was one of the most dangerous for you in terms of strange and demanding to the audience, and also kind of risky, if I may say so. Were you aware of that, and were you playing with that, or?
Well, it's interesting because movies become something very different on time, especially for the people who made them, I think. So making that movie was an exercise of craziness and a interesting approach to another generation with another cultural standards and desires, and for me, diving into those unknown waters was very interesting. I really appreciate we actually made it. Yeah,
you are getting us used to enter the lives of iconical figures in the most private moment. You did it with Neruda, you did it with Jackie, you did it with Spencer. There is like an open door into their own personal and private life. Is a very fascinating approach, and I want to ask you what it is that triggers you to tell us about those specific personalities. What is the click in your creativity?
It's probably the fear first to approach them. In some cases it's admiration, some cases it's abomination. And in all cases, it's the mystery that they have, whatever they did and who they were. And mystery is probably one of the most relevant elements of cinema.
Yeah.
Ambiguity and how do you can create a reflection of something that could and will change over the time. I don't know, I speak of as an audience, yeah. mostly the movies that have changed my head and that have a huge impact on me are movies that would probably be different every time I see them. And they're movies that have created all kinds of emotions in me and made me think different of society. I don't know how did we get to this place, mm-hmm. but I'm happy to have the job that I have. I'm lucky.
And how do you relate with actors and actresses in order to give you back what you have in mind? For example, in Jackie, there is this very long scene when she is at home the night after the killing, and she's just wandering around the apartment. Nothing happens, but a lot of things happening in this scene. So, and it's really intense and touching for us. So how do you work on getting that back from the actresses, from the actors?
Well, it's a process it's a process. I think in that specific case, I think we work the character a lot, and then eventually Natalie was just her, and I became a witness, and I start following her, because she would probably understand the character way better than I do, for a number of obvious reasons, and it's a very beautiful process, and it's not an act of humility and humbled. Yeah. It's an act of I think of sensibility, hopefully, where you understand that there were certain things that you would never be able to get well, but she will. So there's a point of the film that you just follow them.
Mm-hmm. And the relationship between the iconic figure of the persona, I don't know, of Jackie Kennedy, of Neruda, of Diana Spencer, and the kind of stress that this importance put on the character on your film is something that you deal with or not, or you don't care?
No, because the worst thing that can happen is that it's just another bad movie.
Well, you didn't have many bad movies, actually.
If you really try to avoid it, right? But if the movie doesn't work, it would be very painful. It would be horrible. But then it would be another movie that it doesn't matter. And that's great about movies, because movies really matter when they're good and they work and what they propose. And thus that gives you freedom. It could be painful to make a movie that fails, but I don't feel that pressure. Mm.
You don't feel the pressure of the importance of the persona you are talking to?
No, I just don't want to. I think one way to deal with that pressure is to minimize the ideas. Is to be very simple and try to capture something that is small. And maybe that has some truth, so that you can relate on that. That's why I never make a movie about the life of this person. Mm. Just contain in certain ideas. And it's always, you know, a bunch of arbitrarities.
Yeah, they're 24 hours or 3 days, not more.
4 days, yes, yeah, stop.
Yeah. You did an... we have to talk about politics in cinema, because three of the biggest movies were about Chile, the Chilean trilogy. And what do you think as cinema, as a political tool to make people aware? Is this something, policy in cinema, political in cinema?
It's a good question. I just don't know if they can actually change something in the near time. I think they could become part of the wheel of history. They could become part of something that is a long process of culture that could slowly bring certain ideas that could create small reflection. I like to think about movies as a broken mirror, you know, that's just pieces of glass where you could eventually see reflected, or you could see a reflection that is obliquous of reality. If they have an impact that is imminent, it's unlikely.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks also to Pablo Larraín for having been with us. I'm from Torino. I'm Angelo Acerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you. Keep going, Fred.
We will.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.